The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
FIESTAFRIDAY.
That spells Fiesta Friday, people. It is the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, this is the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. Hope you guys are having a getting a nice kickoff to your Memorial Day weekend.
FIESTAFRIDAY. Woo!
We've got some got stuff to talk about today. Not all sports, but some sports. Actually have a soccer update. Wait. We'll get to later.
Wait, what?
I actually have.
Oh, great.
A soccer update.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you yet.
Oh, here's how we're going to be able to kill off soccer within the next 5 years.
Well, I guess you just killed my soccer update.
Oh, well,
fantastic. No, this is a funny one. This is a good one. And it's perfect for Friday.
Perfect.
Rockies are playing. There's no hockey. There's no basketball. Although I do at some point tonight. I don't know if we'll get to it, but we'll see. I do want to have a serious discussion because...
Yeah, probably not.
I talked to someone who's like, oh, I heard your show, and I don't understand why you hate LeBron so much. I'm like, I tried to explain to him why. I have a seething, white-hot hatred that burns like a thousand suns for that D-bag.
Finish him!
Thank you! And so I started thinking about it. I'm like, I don't understand why people don't feel the same way I do about him. So I would like to have a relatively serious conversation, and you can try to explain to me why I should not hate this guy like I do.
Well, you know, I'm not going to try to dissuade you from hating people, because there's nothing, you know, whether you're going to hate someone, you're going to hate someone.
Sure.
But it ain't about the hate. It's kind of, just not about the hate.
Kind of feel like it is.
No.
What's it about?
It's about the people. He's just a people. He ain't a person. He ain't a great person. He ain't a loser person. He's just a person. And you're a person. And as people, we can all just say, hey, people, can't we just love people instead of hating people? And
no.
Then we talk about hating people. Well, that makes you not a people person. And if you want to be a people person, you got to love yourself some people. So people.
I do love some people.
Stop hating LeBron James.
I don't hate that people. I hate that people.
See, it already works. You don't hate that people.
No,
it works
on you.
No,
I don't hate Steph, and I don't hate
the
Warriors. I hate that guy. In fact, I don't like the entire Cavaliers team. They've got Jarrett Smith, who's a bum. Tristan Thompson. I like Kevin Love, and I like Kyrie Irving. Those two, I would have on the Nuggets.
But the whole other team, they're bums.
Everybody else, I can't stand. Can't stand them.
Oh, man, we got so much to talk about today. We got Rockies.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot to talk about the Rockies, other than that they're winning right now in the top of the sixth, so that's good.
Sensatella has only been like 64 pitches through 5 2/3 or wherever he's at right now.
Yeah, but the Cardinals have like 8 hits off of them.
Doesn't matter. You know what matters?
People.
People.
People and people loving people. Peoples.
Yes.
That's what matters.
I see you got my message.
Well, I was here.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to find out exactly how
the
many hits.
Okay, so the only thing that really matters is that the zero. Everything else is just traffic.
Yeah, no, I understand. But they've got a guy on third with one out, so he's got some traffic. Although he's gone through 5 1/3 innings. Even if he gives up a run and he gets through the sixth inning, that's a quality start. That's a great start.
Oh, yeah. And if he manages only to lose one run here, he'll probably leave with a lead.
Yeah.
And the Rockies rookies will be at least 8-0 in their last 15 starts, possibly 9-0, depending on what happens with the offense.
Well, yeah. I mean, assuming our bullpen doesn't give up a run. And he ends with a win.
Well, let me ask you a silly question. Let me ask you. I'm going to ask all you Rockies fans a silly question.
Okay.
And you can answer 303-831-1340. Do you believe? Do you? If I told you, in any other year as opposed to this year. Well, if at least the bullpen cannot let up a run, then they should be fine. Before this year, what were you thinking? And this year, what were you thinking?
I think the same thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I do.
Oh,
you
no.
You asked me what I thought,
okay,
and I'm telling you.
Okay.
I think the same thing, that a bullpen is a very shaky thing. I don't care how well they performed up to this point. A bullpen can implode at any moment. Same with the pitching staff.
That's what I love about you, your optimism.
It's not pessimism or optimism. It's realism. We've seen it not just with Colorado, but with clubs throughout the history of baseball, no matter what city they're in. A bullpen can implode. We've seen it a couple times already this year with the Rockies.
Once. One time.
Twice.
One time.
Twice.
Well, one time where they lost the lead.
Yes.
When was the other time?
Against the Washington Nationals.
Oh, it was everybody. But see, it wasn't.
You don't just mark that off like, well, everybody sucks.
Well, that one didn't matter. It didn't matter.
Okay, all right.
It didn't matter because they were already getting blown out, and everyone else contributed to getting blown out.
But they still were terrible.
It was okay. Twice, fine. Twice.
That's all I asked. Acknowledge the facts. Like acknowledge the facts. Twice.
You know what my son has figured out just now, or not just now, but in the last week.
What?
Please, 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 please. Please, daddy, please, please, daddy.
Have you taught him the meaning of the word no? No.
No, but I asked him. No. I asked him what five fingers say to the fist?
What?
Smack. No, I didn't do that.
It's slap.
Oh. See, well, I knew I was doing it wrong. No wonder he wasn't getting the message.
Yes. It's a sad day when you can't beat a kid like they deserve.
No, but what I was thinking in terms of the Rockies was that in years past, it would be like, oh, one run lead. Oh, this is not going to last. This is just not going to last is what we're saying. I would be like, oh, well, turn off the TV. We'll tune back in 15 minutes. It'll be, you know, whoever has 8 runs and, you know, whatever.
But even in years past, I'd be like, gosh, I hope this lasts.
Yeah, I hope it lasts.
I still have the same way right now. I'm like, I hope this lasts.
No, but this is like this year's bullpen, at least so far through, you know, now we're getting to a third of the season. I'm like, all right, get to the bullpen, shut them down.
Oh, if you've got it, see.
Except for maybe Dunn, possibly McGee.
If you have a starting pitcher that's pitching well, I don't want to go to the bullpen.
Well, I don't mean that necessarily. But I'm just
Bud Black does. Bud Black wants his pitchers 6-7 innings top and then 8-9.
Because he's got 4 rookies.
Dude, but if they're pitching well, leave them in. Leave them in until they can't pitch well anymore. Ride that boat as long as you can. It's like last night. Someone got 20 strikeouts.
Yeah.
But they used 5 pitchers to do it. That's not impressive to me. It's just not.
No,
it's
that's not, more bad on the offense. Yeah. Swinging at everything.
It's not like when Clemens struck out 20 pitchers.
Or when Kerry Wood struck out 20.
Or when Kerry Wood. Or when Clemens did it again. Probably on steroids. But it doesn't matter. It was one pitcher. 20 strikeouts. A full game. That's impressive. That's when baseball pitchers were men. What we have now are...
Queens?
Yes. Yes, we have Queens.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Well,